Third and final hour here, Robbie and Rex Show, Monday edition. PK, Paul Kaharsky in for Robbie today and tomorrow. Paul Kaharsky in for Robbie today and tomorrow. It's PK's 55th birthday, and as we do every Monday at this time, Corey Curtis from News 2 here to join us. Corey, thanks for being with us, and I'm just going to go right to this.
Oh, boy.
Is Dan Campbell a big lunkhead or no?
Well, I mean, look, he got his team to the NFC Championship game, so he's not a lunkhead, but he ignored some common sense in the football game. And I don't care, you know, how you got there and what you do. You get a chance to go up three possessions, you go up three possessions. It's that simple. I mean, it's that simple. I do not understand. You weren't on the 1 foot line, you know. And I know Josh Reynolds has got to catch the football, believe me. But if I told you before the game you're going to put your game in the hands of Josh Reynolds, or you're just going to take a three possession lead, what are you going to do? You're going to take the three possession lead.
Yes, that's one, and then you have a chance to tie, and you also go again in a play that has no chance. And also, I mean, honestly, as I said earlier, Corey, my biggest issue, and no one's talking about it, but you have all three timeouts, you're inside the five, you have third down, and you run the football and kill off a timeout. And if everything else is the same, you get the ball with 40 seconds left, down three.
Provided you stop them.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Everything else is the same. So you throw for a touchdown, all the things. You got a really good chance to send this to overtime, and you blow it by running. That is coaching malpractice. That is not getting nearly enough attention today. So I think the answer is yes.
I mean, look, yes. I mean, he obviously, like I said, threw common sense and some logic out the window. And you can say, well, that's what we did all season. During the season, you've got 17 games. So if that bites you in a game, you're still getting to the playoffs. In the playoffs, it's one and done. I mean, you know, you are 30 minutes from the Super Bowl. 30 minutes. You've got to play the numbers to give yourself the best chance to get there. Like I said, if you're on the 1 yard line, I get it. I really do. If you're up 17 points and it's only going to put you up 20, I get it. But you're talking about a possession, and possessions are huge, especially in the second half when they're so limited.
Another guy who didn't play the numbers and has gotten off the hook because of Dan Campbell, Todd Monken, abandoned the run, six runs by running backs, got 3.8 yards a carry, three early down runs for 17 yards versus the number 28 rush defense. Baltimore with some really strange choices in what turned out to be a one-touchdown loss to Kansas City. And Lamar Jackson stuck at two playoff wins.
It really didn't it remind you of 2019, Paul? I mean, when the Titans went up there and they put him behind, and once they put him behind, you know, and they made him throw the football, and they just weren't the same team, and he wasn't the same player. He didn't seem as willing to run the football himself, number one, which he's excellent at, and number two, like you said, they abandoned the run way too soon. I mean, they gave up 17 points. It wasn't that many. And, you know, you had plenty of time to continue to run the football and stay in the game. I mean, they've been, for as long as I can remember now with Jim Harbaugh, one of the elite run teams in the National Football League. And just because you're behind does not mean you have to give that up at all, especially with your defense, because you think your defense is going to keep you in the game, which they did. And so, yeah, you got away from who you are and what you did. And every year that we go into the playoffs, we say the same thing about Lamar Jackson. You know, great player, MVP caliber player. But every year in the playoffs, he seems to have a clunker somewhere along the way. And you know, yesterday wasn't enough, not entirely on him, for sure, because they could have done some other things. But he also didn't elevate that team to get him across the finish line.
You feel like I do this spreads inside out? I'm seeing 2.5 for San Francisco. I particularly, San Francisco's front did a terrible job and then the Chase Young wasn't chasing anybody. It seems to me, I mean, Mahomes is just he's Brady right now.
Yeah. Well, I will say first time thing I need to say is I was wrong, because all season long I said the Chiefs didn't have enough weapons to get there.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I thought they had no chance. I thought with the guys they had on the outside, I was like, there's no way this team is getting. I would have bet the house that that team was not getting to the Super Bowl with what they have. But they got to the postseason, and they turned it on. And if you want to call a coach in this day and age a genius, it's Andy Reid. Because no matter who his quarterback is, he has one and one big. I mean, Donovan McNabb, Kevin Cobb, Alex Smith. You know, obviously Patrick Mahomes has taken it to another level, but that guy's won big with whoever he's had, and now he's back to another Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill, which is really amazing when you see how important Tyreek Hill is in Miami. So that is amazing, and that's why I look at the spread, and my first reaction is, yeah, I like San Francisco. But knowing how good that Chiefs defense has been, because it is easily the best one that they've had since Andy Reid was there, and Mahomes is the X factor, because even when they don't put up a ton of points to win the game, he doesn't make the mistakes to lose the game, and that's a really big thing.
Talking to Corey Curtis, News 2. Corey, last thing for you. The Titans, since we last talked to you, the Titans have done some things. They've done a few things. So just your overall takeaway from the last week's events, Brian Callahan, new Titans head coach, Rand Carthon, official final say, and so on.
Yeah, well, first I'll start with this. You know, Paul, you and I have been here for all five new head coaches being introduced, and I thought, and you can tell me I'm wrong, easily the most prepared for that press conference to nail every question that was asked of him, whether he actually said anything or not, but just prepared to field them all. I thought he was absolutely 100% prepared for that day. And so I think the grooming of him has been excellent. I think, you know, it's a clear signaling to head into the modern NFL, which I think is probably a breath of fresh air for a lot of this fan base. And I think, you know, what's like the one thing that we've said over and over and over again over the last year, we don't know who's in charge. We don't know who's, you know, who signed this guy, whose decision is this, whose responsibility is this. We never had clear-cut answers. Why is Vrabel answering the questions about Kevin Byard being traded instead of the general manager? Well, now we have answers. Now we have a clear, laid-out power structure. And I think it's healthy for us. It's healthy for fans. And I think it's healthy for the team, you know, that guys have clear jobs. I always feel like no matter what your organization is, when you hire people and you let them do their jobs, your organization is going to be better. And I think they're much better structured to do that. Now we'll see if the guys they've hired to do their jobs can pull those jobs off.
Now we'll say, why is Brian Callahan answering all these questions about Rand Carthon's personnel decisions?
No. Hopefully we will not. Hopefully Rand will be out there to say why he's doing things. And I would think he felt pretty neutered by that situation. And so now he should be pretty empowered in that situation to stand up and say, I did this and this is why.
Hope so.
Corey Curtis, yeah. News 2. Thank you, sir. And pour one out for the Detroit Lions' relevance in the NFL as the Bears reassess.
I felt for him. I mean, like I said, as a lifelong Cubs fan, I felt for him. And it was nice to be a part of Old Timers Day on the show today.
That's right.
You're not as old as 55.
I'm 53.
Yeah. Wow. So we're all of the same thing, but I take the cake.
We're rocking 150
donuts,
plus combined. That's
donuts
fantastic.
In this case.
Thank you, Corey.
It's amazing that we all made it to the end of the show without dying.
I actually need a nap now. I may take a nap next segment. But if I don't take a nap, thank you, Corey. We will talk. We're going to do a little more Lamar Jackson and what this all means with that AFC title game. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 the game.